The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Wednesday afternoon. Allow me the opportunity to give you the telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Just a heads up. Those of you that have registered for the Anniversary Club, I've been telling you for a year, a full year, that at the end of the year, one couple that had registered would win a complete getaway package weekend to remember. Well, we're going to announce the winner in the 4 o'clock hour. Live! Yeah, I've got a bowl of the registrations here in the studio. We're going to pick one of the winners out, and Bob Lapine with Family Life Today will be joining me live as we make that announcement. So in the 4 o'clock hour, we will be announcing the couple that has won the Weekend Remember getaway package. We'll do that live in the 4 o'clock hour. No, I don't know yet who won. In fact, no one has won yet. We will draw the name live on the air sometime during the 4 o'clock hour. Well, so much news today. So much news. Senators and leaders of the House of Representatives are just now, as we speak, leaving briefings in Washington, D.C., classified. Behind closed doors briefings on why the president gave the authority to take out General Soleimani. And what is, well, entertaining is that from what I can gather so far, the evidence was very, very strong that this was a justified attack. And some of the people that the last 2 days have been saying, this was reckless. This was uncalled for. The rhetoric seems to be changing just a little bit. So we will see how senators and others respond. But as you you probably heard last night, we knew that Iran had launched several missiles aimed at a U.S. military base in Iraq. And sadly and unfortunately, much of the mainstream media reported things absolutely inaccurate. MSNBC was reporting, now we haven't confirmed, but we have heard from reliable sources that 30 American soldiers have been killed. That was MSNBC. Fortunately and thankfully, no American soldiers were killed. None were even injured. We can be thankful for that. Now, let me give you my personal opinion on what this counterattack was all about last night. From what we can gather today, Iran did launch ballistic missiles toward the American base in Iraq. They're taking responsibility, and there's no reason to believe that they were not indeed behind this attack. Number two, it seems that the missiles were intentionally aimed where they wouldn't kill anybody and they wouldn't cause any real damage. Now, unless they are very inept, you know, when you fire missiles, you usually try to do as much destruction as you possibly can. Well, again, the missiles were fired. They were aimed at an American base, but they landed in places where very little damage was done and no one was injured. Certainly no one killed. So what could we assume from this? Again, I could be completely wrong, but this is my assessment, okay, for whatever that's worth. The Iranians, in order to save face, had to respond to the attack ordered by President Trump, killing their chief general, Soleimani. They had to, in order to save face. However, they knew that if they killed any Americans or did extensive damage to American property, they would pay a huge price. So in order to save face, they retaliated. See there? We won't take this from the Americans. Look, we fired missiles. We retaliated. Look at us. But we're not going to do anything else. It seems that the strategy that Donald Trump employed worked. It seems that for the first time in many, many years, Iran has at least some fear of the United States. Some on the liberal left have been saying, well, this is like a declaration of war against Iran. Folks, listen. Iran has been at war with us for 40 years. Remember the Iran hostage crisis? Have you looked at the attacks that Iran has made on American sites, as well as British sites, Jewish sites, sites of our allies? Iran declared war on us for a long time. And let's not forget that the attack on the embassy in Beirut, not in Beirut, Baghdad, last week, that was an attack on American soil, because an embassy is the actual soil of the country represented by that embassy. That was an act of war. So while there was a lot of hand-wringing and histrionics from the liberal left and Democrats apologizing to the Iranians, for now, and this is far too early to reach any firm conclusions, but for right now, it looks like Donald Trump's strategy was right on target. The Iranians got the message. They responded with a military attack that didn't hurt anyone, caused very little damage. They have saved face with their own people, but they have indicated maybe we're done with this. So we'll see. Again, it's very early, and my remarks are from someone who is anything but an expert. I continue to tell you that. But I think that is an educated assumption in this case. I think Donald Trump did exactly what he wanted to do. I think his military commanders were firmly behind it. And it looks like he made a great decision. We'll see. We'll see. All right. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE. You're listening to Bob Burney Live, and we will be right back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
You probably heard that a Ukraine International Airlines plane, a Boeing 737, crashed shortly after takeoff from Tehran last evening. A lot of speculation about this. 167 people on board, all of them killed. The plane took off just about the time that the missiles aimed at the American base in Iraq were launched. Is there a correlation? We don't know. All kinds of conspiracies are already propping up. Probably the thing that is causing most of the controversy is that it crashed in Iranian territory. It's a Ukrainian airline plane. And no, it's not the 737-800 MAX. It's not the type of Boeing plane that has crashed before. It's a different one. But anyway, the Iranians are refusing to release the black box. Now, the black box, obviously, would give a great deal of detail as to what was happening on the flight just before, at the time of the mechanical failure or whatever. And for whatever reason, Iran is refusing to turn over the black box to international authorities, to Ukrainian authorities. So that is just adding flames to the fire of conspiracy. I've already seen one picture out of a British newspaper that says that there is shrapnel on the side of the airliner. We don't know. You know, we don't know. But anyway, it's tragedy. 167 people killed, and until there's a full investigation, the conspiracy people are going to be all over this. All right. Before moving on, let's go to the phones. And I've got Charles in Columbus. Charles, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Hello, Bob. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Hope
well, thank you. The same to you.
Good. Thank you. Thank you. And I'll receive that. Hey, Bob, I want to pump the brakes on Trump's so-called plan to take out the second in command, his general, and Iran was genius. Trump is a narcissistic, racist idiot. He's a fool. And I don't throw out those last two words about someone willy-nilly. This is who he is. What we saw with what Iran did yesterday, I believe, is believers going to the Lord these past few days and asking the Lord to intervene and turn this thing around. What Iran did was making out not only for themselves, but for Trump also, how Trump's reformed. Because they did say that if Trump so, in so many words, if Trump so chooses to launch another act against Iran, they will do what they need to do.
Before you go any further, why do you think it was a mistake to take out Soleimani? What evidence do you have that was a mistake when the U.S. government, not just Trump, but U.S. government officials have said that they had hard, cold evidence that he was planning massive attacks on Americans and American targets. If that is true, then why was this a bad decision?
Okay, for what we understand, this guy's been doing has been a leader in terms of covert action against the U.S. over the last couple of decades.
Right. Bad Obama, dude, right? Really bad dude.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not disagreeing with that. The guy's a monster. Obama,
a monster. Okay.
And Bush had opportunities to take this guy out, but they looked down the road and said, "Okay, if we do this will happen. The benefit to cost ratio is less than one. We don't want to do that. In other words, we take this guy out.
Okay.
The cost for taking them out is going to be greater than the benefits for taking them out.
Okay. Wait. Let's have a dialogue. Because they did not take him out, did the attacks on American and allied targets decrease or increase in the last 2 years from Iran? Did it work?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, we do know.
It's been ongoing. So
their strategy did not stop the attacks of Iran on American targets.
Here's what I'm saying, Bob. Here's what I'm saying. And I believe this is why they didn't do it. See, Trump's not playing chess. He's playing checkers. He's not thinking 2, 3, 4, 5 steps down the road. He's not doing that.
How do you know that?
He's nearly doing stuff. Because I look at the past. Look at what's gone on in the past with this guy. Look, let's look at it for a moment. When everything first happened, Pompeo and I forget the other gentleman's name I forget his position. These guys come out with conflicting statements. Okay, about why what was done was done. They don't even give a full answer. We still don't know why they did what they did with this guy.
Well, a complete briefing was given to senators and congressmen today in Washington by the State Department and intelligence agencies from the government. Okay, Charles, would you ever admit that because of your deep hatred for Donald Trump, and it is hatred, it's not just a dislike, you hate the man, that no matter what he would do, you would disagree simply because you hate him? Could you admit that?
Bob, here's your arrogance just kicked in again. You said I hate this guy.
You do.
I disagree with his policies. If I hated him, I wouldn't be praying for salvation. See, your arrogance keeps kicking in, Bob. That's one of the problems you have. That's one thing I notice about you, that you're arrogant. Now, I believe that all of us have challenges. Your challenge, from what I've seen, is your arrogance. Now, I do believe that you go to the Lord about that, but that's one of your challenges is your arrogance. And if I was as arrogant
as you think I am, I probably would never let you on the air. But I do. Sometimes against my better judgment, I continue to allow you on the air to hear your opinion. Charles, it's always interesting to talk to you. It was certainly interesting today. I appreciate the call, but I've got to go. The computer's going to cut me off right now. Thanks for calling. All right. We are going to take a break. And when we return, we'll be talking with Bob Lapine from Family Life Today. And in the next half hour, we're going to announce the winner of our big Weekend to Remember getaway package. So stay tuned.